With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Some former Israeli army and intelligence chiefs are calling for an end to the war in Gaza, as Prime Minister Netanyahu hints at further military action, and the government plots its next move. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel has two primary options in its war against Hamas, absent a ceasefire.
One option, of course, would be to plow ahead and try to destroy Hamas. Total victory, as Netanyahu frames it. The second would be total surrender, as most Israelis want. And now, according to the polls, which is to say that Israel will simply announce it's pulling out of Gaza. Just give us the hostages back and we'll go home.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network there's waning support for Israel's military action in Gaza, including from President Trump and his MAGA supporters. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordering the Justice Department to proceed with a probe into the Trump-Russia investigation. The probe follows the release of documents that discredit the inquiry that found Moscow interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election in favor of Mr. Trump. The Trump administration wants to end abortion coverage through Veterans Affairs.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is proposing the removal of abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The VA says it would still provide abortion in life-threatening circumstances, but that the benefit is not needed. Critics of the change note that abortion would not be provided when pregnancies are the result of rape or incest. Veterans Affairs did not include abortion in its coverage until the Biden administration added it in 2022. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And stocks remain lower, the Dow dropping 65, the NASDAQ down 111 points. This is SRN News. There's a problem with police training in Massachusetts.
Moms for Liberty is a conservative organization that campaigns to get pornographic books out of the public schools. But the Massachusetts Police Training Committee has placed Moms for Liberty on a list of extremist groups that includes Antifa. According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, the police training material states that group members, quote, use parents' rights as a vehicle to attack public education and make schools less welcoming for minority and LGBTQ plus students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. military chaplaincy is marking 250 years, even as the military as a whole does so. In 1775, a year before there was a United States, and 6 weeks after the Continental Army was formed, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since. We need chaplains. This is SRN News. All major Las Vegas Strip casinos are now unionized, defying a national trend.
For 25 years, the Venetian Hotel and Casino resisted organizing efforts as one of the last holdouts on the Vegas Strip, locked in a prolonged standoff with the Culinary Workers Union. But a recent change in ownership opened the Venetian's doors to union representation, just as the Strip's newest casino, the Fontainebleau, was also inking its first labor contract. The historic deal finalized late last year marked a major turning point. For the first time in the Culinary Union's 90-year history, all major casinos on the Strip are unionized. The union's success on the Strip is a notable exception in the national landscape where union membership overall is declining. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 3,200 Boeing union members in Missouri and Illinois remain on strike following the rejection of a four-year labor agreement. The workers who assemble fighter jets turned down the four-year contract. It would have raised the average wage by roughly 40%. More details at srnnews.com.